Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to BMW Industries Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Arihant Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Miraj M. Shah from Arihant Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sagar. Good evening and welcome everyone for the Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call of BMW Industries. Today, from the management, we have Mr. Harsh Bansal, the Managing Director, Mr. Abhishek Agarwal, the CFO, and Mr. Sanjeev Sancheti, Investor Relations, UAT Advisors. Without further ado, Sanjeev sir, I'll hand over the con call to you.
Thank you, Miraj. Good afternoon to all the participants. It is my pleasure to introduce to all of you the senior management team of BMW Industries today. With me are Mr. Harsh Bansal, Managing Director, and Mr. Abhishek Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer of the company. Before I hand over the call to Mr. Harsh Bansal for the opening remarks, I would like to draw your attention to the safe harbor statement in the earnings presentation. I request all of you to go through the safe harbor statement. Over to you, Mr. Bansal.
Thank you, sir. Good evening and a very warm welcome to the company's Quarter 4, FY24, and full-year earnings call. I will now guide you through the key business and operational highlights of the past quarter and the financial year, while our Chief Financial Officer, Abhishek, will share the financial performance metrics. For those who are new to the company, let me give you a brief overview of our operations. We specialize in adding value to semi-finished steel products, a strategic approach that ensures our ability to maintain stable margins and offers a safeguard against the volatility of the steel cycles. This approach allows us to maintain sustainable margins and a reliable cash flow by mitigating the impacts of demand and price fluctuations, as well as market-related risks. Our robust track record is exemplified by a 30-year relationship with our customers. Our USP lies in offering a comprehensive suite of services covering the entire value chain, coupled with advantageous geographic proximity to the customers. Additionally, our fleet of long-haul trailers enhances our end-to-end solution delivery capability, offering a strategic advantage. We are happy to share that our company's operating revenue grew by over 6.4% year-on-year to rupees 598.19 crores, while Quarter 4, FY24 showed a growth of 1.5% year-on-year and stood at 137.31 crores. In the quarter gone by, gross profit increased from 108.99 crores from 81.43 crores over the last year. This led to an improvement in the gross profit margin, rising from 60.2% in Quarter 4, FY23, to 79.4% in Quarter 4, FY24. The primary reason for this was the decrease in certain consumable prices, which for us are a pass-through. While the number is great, I would humbly request you to look at it pragmatically, as the consumable prices may once again increase in the future and impact the margin percentage. So, to some extent, it would be great if we can keep our focus on the absolute numbers. I'm glad to also share that the company achieved its highest-ever annual PAT at 63.75 crores, registering a growth of 17% year-on-year. We are also pleased to announce that the Board of Directors has recommended a final dividend of 0.21 rupees per share, subject to shareholder approval, of course. This is in addition to the previously announced and distributed interim dividend of 0.22 rupees per share. Together, these dividends translate to a payout of roughly over 15% for FY24. Future growth strategies. As articulated in the previous call, the company continues to implement its growth plans. We had planned expansion in pipes and tubes over FY24 and FY25 due to the high demand potential in the sector. Phase 1 of the expansion is currently underway, increasing our capacity from 204,000 metric tons to 534,000 metric tons by the end of quarter 1 FY25. While the second phase should be operational by the end of FY25, increasing the capacity to close to or a little over 1 million metric tons per annum. More details on the same will be provided in a few minutes by Abhishek. The agreement for conversion of GPGC sheets through the CRM complex has been extended up to September 24 and is currently undergoing negotiations for a long-term basis. An agreement encompassing the production of TMT bars is scheduled to continue until November 2025. Our strategy for establishing our own brand involves several key steps, including adopting an asset-light model, developing a robust distribution network, expanding our presence in underserved areas, building in-house logistic capabilities, and actively working on strengthening our brand value. With a very clear focus on positive cash flow, we continue to progress steadily and cautiously on this path. We are dedicated to achieving sustained growth and maximizing our capital efficiency. Furthermore, we are committed to enhancing our conversion business by leveraging our current facilities and, if necessary, establishing new plants. With a proactive approach to identifying growth prospects, including potential brownfield expansions to adapt to the evolving market conditions, we are focused on establishing a distinct identity. This strategic initiative positions us to capitalize on opportunities in the B2B2C sector and reinforces our position as a leading provider of comprehensive solutions in the Indian market. I now would like to hand over to Abhishek, our CFO, to provide updates on the financial numbers. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Wishing you all a very good evening. We greatly appreciate your presence at the Q4 24 BMWIL earnings call. Before we start with the Q&A session, I will provide you a concise overview of the financial figures of Q4 24. During Q4 24, our company's operating revenue grew by 1.5% year-on-year from 135.24 crores to 137.31 crores. Our gross profit, however, grew by 33%, leading to a higher margins. This was on account of fall of prices of certain consumables, which are passed through as mentioned by Mr. Bansal. Our operating revenue for the year grew by 6.4% and stood at 598.19 crores. Our operating EBITDA grew by 36% year-on-year to 39 crores, while operating EBITDA margin expanded significantly by 720 basis points year-on-year, reaching to 28.4%. Operating EBITDA for the year grew by 21% year-on-year to 157.06 crores and the margin stood at 26.3%. PAT followed a similar upward trend, rising from 16.29 crores in Q4 FY23 to 19.03 crores in Q4 FY24. PAT for the year grew by 17% and stood at 63.75%. PAT margin increased to 10.6% as against 9.5% in the previous year. ROE for the March 24 stood at 10.1% as compared to 9.4% in March 23, while ROC stood at 12.5% as compared to 11.5% in the corresponding period previous year. Net debt continues to decline and stood at 99.37 crores in March 24 as compared to 229.98 crores in March 23. Net debt by equity stood at 0.15 in March 24 as against 0.38 in March 23. Cash conversion cycle also decreased from 142 days in March 23 to 96 days in March 24. our Managing Director, Mr. Bansal, has already touched upon the pipes and tubes expansion plan. The capital outlay of first phase is complete and is likely to be commissioned by the end of Q1 25. Second phase scheduled to commission in FY 25 will require an outlay of approximately 100 crores with a maximum of 50 crores to be funded through debt and the balance from internal accruals. Our judicial use of debt in our expansion projects is helping us in keeping our debt in check, thus helping to improve our return ratios as we go forward. The capital outlay for rooftop solar is complete and 1.5 megawatt has already been commissioned. The balance will be commissioned by end of Q1 25. This will be fully funded through internal accruals. We had promised to release our mid-term guidance in the last quarter. We expect to achieve a top-line CAGR of around 17 to 18%, operating EBITDA margin of around 27 to 28%, and PAT margin of around 12.5 to 13% by FY26. We continue to remain focused on our long-term goal of sustainable growth and profitability. With this, I leave the floor open for Q&A and hand over the call to Mr. Miraj Shah. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, we may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, if you have any questions at this moment, please press star and one to join the question queue. The first question is from the line of C.A. Vipul Makwana. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. Hope you all are doing well. My question is regarding this merger of the...
Mr. Makwana, you're sounding a lot muffled. If you're using the speaker mode, may we request you use the handset mode, please?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Much better, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I just wanted an update on the merger of these two wholly owned subsidiaries. When can we get those aligned in the books? So a rough time frame would be sufficient.
Hi, Makwanaji. This is the merger of two wholly owned subsidiary, which will be effective date will be 1/4/2024, and hopefully it will take 9 months to 12 months time to complete the complete procedure of merger.
Okay. So till March 25, we can have the proper figures in line in place for the whole as a group, right?
Yeah. But the record date for the merger will be 1/4/2024. So whenever it happens, the merger will be effective from 1/4/2024.
Right. Thank you. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mukund Agarwal from Sanjay Agarwal Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon.
Hi, Mukund.
Sir, मतलब आपको का जैसे like I have only very briefly gone through your company, but if you talk about the 8-year horizon, the sales figures like from 1,000 crores has like come down to say 600 crores, 620 odd crores, but the profits have like the profits have doubled while the sales have got down by 40%. So what's the reason behind it?
Hi Mukundji, I think we've covered this several times in the past. In the pre-COVID time, the 900,000 crore top line that you're referring to, we also had other operations which we have subsequently exited because of lack of margin. That is one reason for the reduction in the top line. We've post-COVID, we refocused on a lot of businesses that we were doing and decided not to do some. Secondly, if you look at the PAT margins over the period of the last 10 years, our last large capex was in 2014, And over a period of the last 10 years, we have consistently serviced our debts and everything very judiciously. And the effects of that are now becoming more visible. And therefore the PAT. But if you look at the absolute, in absolute number terms, if you look at the free cash flow, EBITDA, etc., it's not bad. It's not been that, how do I put it? Abhishek, do you want to ask?
Our volume capacity utilization have increased, but as sir has mentioned that we are doing the conversion business, the top lines are not increasing. So the margins are increasing and the absolute numbers are also increasing at the same time. Because the capacity utilization is increasing. The volumes, we are processing more volumes as compared to
last. So Mukunji, essentially two factors. One, we have focused on certain businesses and decided to exit certain others. Two, over a period of time, our debt has been repaid, which is resulting in a higher EBITDA, a higher PAT. And over the last few years, you're looking at higher capacity utilization, and which is also contributing to that.
Okay. And what, like, going forward, like, when we talk about a two-year time period horizon, like, what do you guys feel like in terms of sustaining the margin? And about the top line, like what percentage, like do you guys feel you will grow?
The 2 years horizon, we expect the top line to grow at a CAGR of 17 to 18%, operating margins to be around 27 to 28%, and a PAT margin of around 12.5 to 13%.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Abhijit.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. First, regarding the revenue segmentation, can you please provide the revenue segmentation based on the product that you sell?
Yeah, it's there in the slide. You can. CRM or HANA? The revenue breakup. Slide 27 of the presentation, product wise revenue breakup is covered.
Yeah, and the segmentation based on the agreement based revenue and non agreement based revenue?
If you can pardon again, agreement-based revenue.
Yeah, I didn't understand your question, Pradeepji.
Like you have agreement with Tata and some other clients to like do work for them. So I just wanted the breakup between the agreement-based revenue and non-agreement-based revenue.
Conversion and non-conversion business, is that correct?
Yeah.
So the non-conversion business is essentially a part of the others, and and most of the other risk, most of the, you know, the CRM, rolling mill, pipes and tubes and logistics is a part of the conversion business.
Okay. And the other question is regarding the CAPEX that we are doing. So on the phase one and phase two CAPEX, what kind of revenue that you foresee that you can generate?
I think that's part of the 2 year statement that Abhishek mentioned, and beyond that we would not like to comment at the moment.
Okay, fair enough. And I was looking about on the ROE and ROCE front, even though we have solid margins, can you guide me through what's keeping us behind in terms of return ratios?
Our return ratios are improving. Going forward it will improve further, but since we are a CAPEX, we have a asset heavy industry, so the margins are bit on a, not on the lower side. We are improving since our capacity utilization is improving, and going forward as the revenue increases, as the PAT percentage increases, absolute numbers of PAT increases, the margins will also increase.
So what kind of ROCE are you targeting in, let's say, next 2 to 3 years?
Just a minute, I will just give you a range. Just a moment. I'm just opening our model. You can move to the next question if you have.
Meanwhile, I'll...
So my next question is, like, even though our debt was reduced to half this year, in FY24, it came down from 200 to 100 crore something. And our interest cost has not decreased proportionately. So any reason for that?
Our debt has reduced. Basically, the debt has reduced in the second half of the financial year if you compare the half yearly and the last one. Second of all, we are there are some borrowings, not borrowings, LC creditors for which interest are being booked at finance cost.
So what kind of interest cost should I assume for, let's say, next financial year?
Approximately 10 to 15 crores. 15 crores approximately, considering the current borrowing.
Good. And with regard to receivables, our receivables and inventory has decreased substantially. So should I read it as being sustainable going forward?
Yeah, it is sustainable.
And what is the reason driving it?
We, as far as receivable is concerned, we have focused and we have recovered the old dues and inventories. We have effectively used that inventories wherever possible, and capitalized the same in our capex.
Okay. I will join back the queue and the ROC number, if you can like recall, if you have found out.
Yeah, ROC. Okay, we'll get back.
So I think the ROC target would be in the 17% range.
Okay, great. Thank you and all the best for your future endeavors. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, the ROE, just a minute to clarify, the ROC will be in the range of about 17 to 19%, and ROE will be about 16 to 17% range. ROE.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Goyal from Middle East Investment Asia. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for taking my questions. Is there any impact on demand because of ongoing election scenario?
I'm sorry, I lost you in between. There was some disturbance. Can you please repeat the question?
So is there any impact on the demand on demand and working capital on because of ongoing election scenario? Because the feedback we are getting, the project business are slowing down in first 2 months.
Sir, our contracts are actually not dependent on factors like this, and most of our customers are not, let's say, election-dependent customers. So, no, we are not seeing any effect.
Second question, how you see, can you talk about your capex going forward, how exactly the capex and what are the new capacities coming on stream?
I think we've covered that in the presentation, so I don't want to again cover that here. But over the next FY, our capex plans are close to about 100 crores, and most about 50% maximum will be raised via debt. I think that's about it. In terms of capacity increase, we've already mentioned that by FY26, we'll be looking at about 1 million tons of tube capacity. Part of this capex will go towards that. And by the end of FY25, we're looking at about 525,000 tons of capacity expansion.
Sir, my last question will be, there is something called asset held for sale on our end. In our balance sheet. What exactly is that amount?
Asset held for sale.
Held for sale.
This is a unit which we used to have in Nepal,
So we have basically entered into an agreement for the same with the buyer, but we are waiting for the approval from the Nepal bank so that the fund can be remitted. So it is under asset held for sale.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Co. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, Bansal ji, and thank you for this opportunity. Firstly, sir, just coming to the question, just answer given by you for the Nepal unit, what are the key reasons why are we exiting from there?
Sir, we had actually exited this some time back, but due to regulatory issues and all, it's just taken us very long. In fact, we've still not got the permission from the government and the Rashtriya Bank of Nepal to remit the money back. And so, you know, I don't think it's just a change of market dynamics and conditions changed because of which we decided to exit. And whatever little investment we had made, we just thought it was prudent to pull back before more would be needed. So I guess, yeah.
So it's a 3 crore rupees asset held for sale. We will be receiving what amount, sir, on sale of the same?
So this is the amount we will be receiving.
Okay.
This is the sales price what has been finalized with the.
Sir, when we look at your capital work in progress, I think so that closing balance is closer to 92 crore for the consolidated level.
Yeah.
So all this closing balance, when will we will capitalizing them, and if this is all attributed to your pipes and tubes segment?
Yeah, basically to the pipes and tubes segment and portion contributing to the solar which we are going to capitalize this year.
Okay. So pipes and tubes already, I think so our you have already done the installed capacity as on March is 414. Metric ton, 414,000. So the balance 120, as mentioned in your presentation, would be capitalized for the first quarter. And we will be doing it somewhere by end of June.
Yeah, by end of June.
So that will attribute to what amount, sir? 50 crore out of this 90 crore?
So the capex outflow for the same is already there in CWIP. So once the plant is commissioned, we will capitalize the same.
I was just looking at the value, sir, for the remaining 120 to be capitalized. How much will be capitalized out of the closing balance of 90 crores?
Approximately 40 crores.
And the balance 50 will be towards the solar plant?
The solar will be approximately 25 to 30 crores. And we have some maintenance capex which is going on. So that is a part. If you can see the last year, it was also 24 to 25 crores.
And sir, for this pipes and tubes capacity for which we have done the expansion, what are the end users and what's the plan for this? Sir, we are contemplating to increase it to 1 million also going ahead.
Sir, these are based on our customer demand. Basically, this is contracted to our customers. And these sectors being furnished are engineering, water transportation, deep borewells, etc. Specifically, I will not, because as you might have heard, I had mentioned that this is all in B2B2C. So we are in the B2B segment and our customer is in the B2C segment. So we treat this as a B2B2C. But specific sectors, I'm not sure whether I can specify. But broadly, engineering, water transportation, borewell, fabrication, structurals, that's the general one.
Okay. And for this financial year, for FY 24-25, what should be our utilization levels, expected levels for the pipes and tubes segment, sir?
It's there in the PPT, it will be approximately 60%.
60 to 70% we hope to maintain there.
Okay, sir. For this year, it has been mentioned that the pipes capacity at 414, we have done 113, or closer to 114. And for FY 24-25, what should be the level we should work out?
So the capex, if you see the capacity and the production ratio for FY 25, we mentioned that we'll have a capacity of 535,000 crores and the utilization will be about 350,000 crores.
Sorry, sir. Come again.
So if you look at slide number 22.
One
yes, minute. On that slide, it clearly shows the capacity and the utilization estimated.
Okay. For this year's increased utilization of TMT and upward cube is mentioned, 346,500.
Yes, sir.
Is
yes.
What we are anticipating.
Correct.
Okay, and these are all on account of firm orders from your customers.
Yes, sir. But of course, you know, to the extent of market, little bit of market here and there. But yes, we hope to achieve this based on customer indications.
Okay. And for this further enhancement of capacity from 534 to 1 million, kitna capex karna hoga, sir? Second, uske liye?
Sir, wo abhi study kar rahe hai. I think in the following quarters, we'll come back with a more firm number. An estimate of about 100 crores has been made. But any further changes, we'll correct it or amend it in the coming quarters.
So, sir, jaise aap अभी ये बता रहे कि B2B B2C वाले बात पे मतलब you are catering to B2B and the your end customer is going for B2C.
Correct.
So your dependence मतलब how is this structured given that you are just increasing your capacity by 2x and then it has to be on a continuous basis that there should be visibility from the customer. So your customers have given you that much visibility that it is an ongoing process. That आप double करेंगे capacity उसके बाद भी utilization levels maintain रहेंगे for a extended period of time?
Yes sir.
Okay, and this is geographically just a small point. I'll join with you. Just a small point कि आपने consumables की बात जो कही थी when you are what are you referring as consumables sir?
So for example zinc, so zinc is a very large part of our process. But it's a pass-through cost for us. So it does not contribute to our margins in any way. But the moment you start looking at percentages, it affects the percentage calculation.
Okay. Total kitna hoga, sir, raw material ke basket ko?
Approximately 180 to 200 ko.
Sir, total year mein hamara raw material consumption tha 186
crore. May we request you return to the...
Yeah, bilkul saab. I will join with you.
Thank you so much, sir. The next question is from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thank you for the opportunity again. So I have a small query that the CRM complex is wholly used for the agreement one based of revenue.
Come again, sir.
So the CRM complex that we have, मतलब जो हमारा CRM कॉम्प्लेक्स है उसका जितना भी रेवेन्यू आता है ये एग्रीमेंट वन से आता है.
हाँ जी सर.
तो एग्रीमेंट वन का रेवेन्यू आपने कुछ कहा है कि 350 करोड़ पर ईयर रहेगा
मिनिमम.
और फॉर द लास्ट 2-3 इयर्स अगर मैं देखूंगा FY21 में 300 करोड़ था CRM कॉम्प्लेक्स से और 22 में 318 करोड़ था, 23 में 388 करोड़ था. तो गोइंग फॉरवर्ड ये 350 करोड़ के आसपास रहेगा.
350 मैंने मिनिमम कहा है सर, आसपास नहीं कहा है.
ओके ओके. और इसकी जो अपनी डेडलाइन है ये सितंबर 24 तक है, तो मतलब इसका कोई विजिबिलिटी आपके पास है, मतलब कुछ पॉजिटिव कमेंट्स फ्रॉम द एग्रीमेंट होल्डर?
नेगोशिएशन दिस वाज ओरिजिनली टिल मार्च. During the negotiation, we have decided to extend it to September so that we can, you know, come to something which both of us are acceptable to. So this is ongoing. I mean, it's an ongoing process, sir.
Yeah. So there is no risk of losing that contract, right?
I mean, I won't go so far as to say there's no risk. There's always a risk, but the chances are low.
Okay, if there is a risk of like losing this contract, we can sell it in the open market, right?
With about 4x the book value.
Okay, I will join back the queue.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of CA Vipul Makwana. Please go ahead.
Hi. I wanted an update. There have been reports circulating regarding this Odisha plant we have been allotted. Yes, once sir. Is there any update on that? Is that?
Sir, in fact, is basically the entire process is held up because of the election process. We got the approval for the land allotment. However, the land has not been allotted because of the election process. We are hoping that post 4th of June, this process will pick up once again. And yeah, I mean, in the following quarters, I hope to update you a little more concretely about where we are and what we are doing in Odisha.
Okay, fine. And my other questions are answered by the previous attendees. They asked the question. So
thank
nothing
you.
More on my part. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Miraj Shah from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Just two, three things I want to understand. That from the presentation that we can see, capacities in the pipes and tubes are going to become roughly 5.34 lakh tons in this year itself. When is this going to start coming in for commercial use?
Sir, generally there is a one quarter lag between commissioning and ramping up. So we are currently seeing the ramp up of the last expansions, and as the lines keep coming online, we'll keep updating you guys. But you know, there will be releases subsequently as soon as the mills are commissioned, and you can expect one quarter after that for the ramp up.
So would it be Q1 FY26 for ramp up?
Oh, I mean, the complete capacity ramp-up, QI26 is not wrong. But, for example, some of the mills we are hoping to also commission as early as by the end of Q1, 25, there will be some more which are commissioned in Q2. So these will start to show effect in Q3 and Q4.
Oh, okay, so something is going to start coming in from the end of Q1 itself. How much would that be?
I mean, I don't want to get into the specific numbers on that, if that's okay with you, sir. Because they're all in different stages, and you know, they can get delayed for reasons beyond my control. So I just want to.
So my next question is regarding the kind of movement we've seen in our gross margins for the quarter. This quarter material cost has gone substantially down when I look at Q1, Q2 and Q3. Now from what I understand, the steel prices and the zinc prices were falling throughout the year. Please correct me if I'm wrong in understanding this part. They did have some larger fall in Q4. Again in April onwards, they started to rise, steel prices started to rise. But why is a major impact only seen in Q4? Why have we not seen similar impacts in Q1, Q2, Q3?
Sir, as Abhishek mentioned, we took some steps to utilize a lot of our inventories during Q4, which resulted also in a lower material cost. So, you know, which you'll find that the stocks inventories have also gone down and the cost of materials has also gone down, because we just decided to, even, you know, maybe they were not for that specific purpose, but they were usable. So we just used it and finished it off. Which is why during my commentary, I had also mentioned that, you know, if you need to take this 79.4 with a pinch of salt, I don't think that's a sustainable number.
Understood. Okay. Another thing, sir, we have a very, how should I put it, our expansion plans are very lucrative. So within the pipes and tubes segment itself, we are going all the way till 1 million tons in FY26. But the way that you've guided for guidance, 17% to 18% CAGR, I believe that you're being very conservative in this figure, because even in your TMT utilization, from FY24, you've done almost a quarter to 2 lakh tons, which is going to 2.5 lakh tons. I fail to understand why the guidance is only 17 to 18%, because prices are going to rise again, for most likely. And
no, but,
that is.
Miraj sir, we must appreciate that the increase in prices do not filter down to me, because I have fixed price contracts.
Okay.
Understood. So even though the markets may go up, the increase in market prices does not come to me. It goes to my customers. And you know, I'd mentioned that our model kind of insulates us from the vagaries of the market. This is what I really meant. We get into long-term contracts where you know, it's for the customer, it's very clear visibility of cost. And for us, it's very clear visibility of business based on which we can make our cost structure much more efficient.
But sir, your input cost will continue to vary, right? Only your the realizations are fixed, or are your realizations also varying?
My realization vary to the extent of the volume, sir.
Realizations vary to the extent of the volume, but your input cost, sir, is that this?
Input cost is much more skewed towards stable. There are very, very few components that may vary greatly, that kind of move the needle on the whole thing.
Okay, no, because I wanted to understand from the price movement of the input cost, if there's a substantial price movement, that wouldn't impact you largely because you're still, your contracts are fixed.
Correct, but components which have the ability to affect me are generally hedged on a back-to-back basis. For example, zinc.
Okay, understood. Okay, and just one last thing before I have a few more questions, but one last thing before I get back in the queue. Even besides this, I understand that you've guided 17-18%, but your volume growth is almost 3-4x. So, please, I wanted to understand a bit more that from what I see, I think that we are very conservative over here. From 1 lakh, close to 1 lakh to 13,000 tons, we are going all the way to 6 lakh, 6 and a half lakhs in FY26 in pipes and tubes itself.
Sir, I think everybody on the call will appreciate a positive side surprise, sir. So I would prefer to be labeled as being conservative rather than being overly ambitious.
No, I understand. It's okay. I'll get back in the queue. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you have any questions at this moment, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Surya Narayan from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for giving me opportunity. Only question is that what is the given, if you let's say set aside the macro developments, so what is the utilization risk for the pipes and the TMT?
The volume is very unclear. Can you please move the phone away from your mouth a little bit? Thank you.
Okay. So, if you leave the macroeconomic factors aside, then what is the utilization risk for the TMT as well as the pipe capacity? Because you know, we are seeing that the capacity of the TMT is not though improving, but it is not optimally going to, let's say, at least 85% to 90%, whereas the even the pipe capacity due to the immediate induction of the new capacities have dropped to 27%. Of course, it will rise, but to understand what kind of negotiations you, or let's say, what kind of production planning you people have to sync along with the Tata Steel?
Sir, the service center model itself is one where we give the customer the option of being flexibly utilizing our capacity. So, you mentioned TMT. In the case of TMT, this also depends on billet availability with the customer. Spare billet availability with the customer. It depends on a lot of logistics factors, vehicles being available, rakes moving on time, the inventories management as may have been planned by the customer. There are a lot of factors. As far as we are concerned, you know, this is all a part of our business model, and we take these risks as a part of our business model. And within that, the pricing is optimized. Having said that, you know, because these are the way they are, I don't think it's fair to assume 80-90% utilization on these plants. Also, let's, you know, coming back to the TMT portion, we are also negotiating different plants, different contracts, different locations with the customers going forward. So in those plants, I hope the utilization will be higher. There is also, you know, there is also a function of how, the kind of plant it is, etc., etc. So there's not a one-size-fits-all, sir. So I think that answers your question to some extent.
So to what extent the maximum capacity utilization is possible in case of our TMT and as well as the pipes respectively?
The possibility is, in, you know, even 90% is in the realm of possibility, but we don't build it into our expectations.
Okay. So at least in pipes, I think, you know, 70% would be maximum?
No, sir. If I don't change the product mix through the year and I run the same product in the mill through the month,
correct,
I get 90% also. So
because, you know, our product you know remains more or less you know same I mean for a bigger batch, so it doesn't change quite often. So that is what I'm asking, you know, whether 70 to 80%.
In our case, my customer has the flexibility to change depending on market demand, and that's a part of my service offering. So
okay.
There is no FLA which limits the customer to say that don't do a campaign less than 1,000 tons or do a minimum campaign of 2,000 tons. This is a flexibility and this is a value-added service which we provide to the customer to say that, you know, flexibility is one of our USPs.
Okay. So, because, you know, for the currently we just, you know, closed with around 28,500 per quarter pipes capital of production. Whereas if you, let's say, assume that, you know, the FY24 capacity of around 414,000 be operated at around even 50%. So we are actually getting a 81% jump in the volume, I mean the capacity. So is it achievable around to target around let's say 52,000 close to that kind of capacity utilization per quarter in pipes?
Sorry, sir. I'm sorry. I think it's fair to assume increase capacity utilization. If you go back to the chart on page 22, those are the numbers which we have assumed conservatively. We hope to better it, but that's not something which I am willing to commit to you.
So you are going to close around close to 350,000 for FY25.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yogi Capital. Please go ahead.
So thank you again for the opportunity. Sir, my last question was regarding pipe or tube division. Sir, इसमें जो हम जो sell करते हैं वो किसे करते हैं? B2B players, मतलब एक player को करते हैं या काफी सारे players को करते हैं? वो थोड़ा जानना चाहता था मैं.
एक को करते हैं सर.
सिर्फ एक को सर. आप नाम बता सकते हैं?
टाटा स्टील सर.
ओके थैंक यू सर.
थैंक यू. द नेक्स्ट फॉलो अप क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ मिराज शाह फ्रॉम अरिहंत कैपिटल. प्लीज गो अहेड.
थैंक यू हर्ष सर. अभिषेक सर, आई जस्ट हैड अ कपल ऑफ अंडरस्टैंडिंग क्वेश्चंस. यू वर मेंशनिंग राइट नाउ ओनली टू वन ऑफ द पार्टिसिपेंट्स दैट देयर इज नो obligation of the client also, Tata Steel also, to utilize your facilities. But is there any take or pay model over here that they have to take at least minimum amount of tonnage from you? Is there some model like that over here?
Sir, those models are selectively, just to shortly answer your question, sir, in our case, currently there is no take or pay model.
Okay. But keeping in mind their expansion plans, we are very much comfortable in that.
Correct. And these are you know, these are off the contract conversations that we've had with them. I can't call them commitments, but I can call them assurances. But of course, because it's not on a contract paper, I won't treat them as take or pay commitments.
Understood. The next thing is that on the TMT side, we are expecting our increased utilization, but no plans on increasing the capacity for them?
So that's something which we are in discussion with, but it's not yet firmed up, and therefore we are not reflecting it here.
Okay. And the CRM complex part where the contract is expected, extended till September 24. Can you throw some light of what kind of discussions are going on? Are they asking for a reduction in realizations or...
Sir, when was the last time your customer offered you an increase in the negotiations, sir?
Okay.
I mean, that's a standard. Wo to dharam hai humara, sir. Customer discount mangega, vendor increase mangega, negotiation to isi liye hota hai.
Understood. So I believe that will... Very much confidential what kind of discussions are going on.
Yeah, other than the fact that they want a reduction and I want an increase, everything else I would prefer to stay away from.
Understood. Okay, and this is one last thing, sir, on Bansal Super, the TMT bar brand we are having. Can you just throw some light on that? How is that progressing region-wise? I think we are operating only in one state right now. You can just,
we are operating only in one state because you're right, we are operating only in one state. My volumes do not, I do not have the one state, the volumes in one state to kind of invest into going into another state because that will mean increase in costs. For me right now, staying cash positive on that is very, very important. You know, if you continue to remain cash positive, then you continue to work towards penetrating, growing, and improving the customer service. If I start bleeding on that, there will at some point be pressure to kind of pull the plug on it. What we want to do on that is over a period of time, as and when we get to a number which justifies an investment into back-end capex. That's something which we will kind of review at that point. I think, you know, manufacturing for us is not that big a deal, but customer sales, profitable customer sales distribution is much more important. So once we get a hang of that, once we are comfortable with the volumes that we can move in the market profitably, going back and investing in the manufacturing facilities is not that big a deal. So we just continue to do what we are doing. Over time, the speed may vary. If the market conditions allow me to push more volume, get more customers, I'll continue to look at doing that. But that's not something which is front and center on my agenda right now. It's more of the conversion business, which I'm kind of focusing on.
But sir, don't you think that other regions are also having ample demand? If you could, you know, fast forward this project as well. When I say fast forward, I mean, you know, have some, be a bit aggressive in this project as well. You could at least have some share in other states as well. With a lot of states, even if I look at Gujarat, which is obviously on the west side, you're operating on the east side. There's ample demand in Gujarat right now. I've been talking to some companies who are working in TMT. They are rapidly expanding the capacity. So I want to understand.
The entire difference is that my primary business, my primary focus, my primary agenda is the conversion business.
Okay.
You know, even if you go by the laws of adjacency, I'm not willing to go into another state where I'm not comfortable with not really comfortable, but when I don't consider this to be my USP in my home state. You know, the day I start moving 5, 7, 10, 15,000 tons of TMT in my home state, I'll be happy to then move into, let's say, Jharkhand, Bihar, Odisha, Northeast. But even that day, I won't go to Gujarat. Halfway across the country, sir, ye, hum Kolkata walon ko waga khana hi nahi samajh mein aata, sir.
And I was thinking that as an example, now I understand that.
So, you know, slowly, steadily, sir, I do understand as an investor you would want us to move faster. I think my my responsibility will also be to ensure that, you know, the investment continues to yield the results which we say it yield without getting overly aggressive and risking.
Understood. Okay, thank you for that. And just one last thing before I hand it back. I had earlier asked a question that how much is installed. I think you put it in your presentation only that out of the 5,34,000 that you plan to install, you've already done 4,14,000 tons. So that is something that would readily be available in from the coming quarters, right? Or is that coming up?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And phase two would be started by the end of FY25 because by then our phase one would have been completed.
Sir, some works have already started, some advances to vendors and all that is already underway, and some design drawings and all that is already underway. But, you know, we kind of try to avoid to spreading ourselves too thin in terms of resources. So our project teams and everybody, as they keep commissioning one plant, they'll keep moving to the next, also implementing the learnings from one into the other. So you'll see certain capacities coming online every quarter, ramping up every quarter, and getting planned and executed every quarter. So, you know, over every quarter, you'll have all three activities happening simultaneously across both our locations.
Okay, understood. Yeah. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Sir, as there are no further questions, do you want me to announce for more questions or should we close?
Sandeep, sir.
So, as there are no further questions, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Miraj Shah for closing comments.
Thank you so much, Harsh sir, Abhishek sir, and Sanjeev sir, giving us the opportunity to host you all once again. I think you all have cleared a lot of doubts, and guidance is something that is also a positive takeaway for everyone on the call. That's it for my side. Thank you so much. I hope you beat the guidance that you've given.
Thank you, sir. Even we hope to do that. So thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of BMW Industries, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.